Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, what the hell was that? What was that last night? And what was even worse was the media response. We've got a new FDR. What? You got a what? The guy barely made it through the speech last night. What was that? Of course, I'm talking about the State of the Union with Joe Biden. Well, I mean, all it was Joe Biden screaming for 67 minutes. You could barely understand what he was talking about. I mean, media people, have some freaking dignity. Don't you have parents and kids? Holy Moses. Just be honest. It was one of the worst speeches I have ever heard. Listen, I don't like this dude. I'm not even pretending to be objective, but I'm telling you as objectively as I can say it, if you believe last night was an FDR-like speech, you are freaking crazy. What the hell was that? What a mess. The talking points, however, went out to the media. I'll tell you in a minute. Fiery was a...
Fiery.
The talking points went out. Hey, have you gotten your letter from the IRS yet these last few years? They haven't been easy on our economy and on your wallet. With tax season finally arriving, there'll be millions of hardworking people and businesses that could struggle even more due to the IRS working against them and you. America First Tax Group can help put an end to your worries. Just one phone call to 800-507-0466 and you'll be in touch with America First Tax Group, a full-service tax company to fight the IRS and help put you on the path to financial freedom. Their experts can help you or your business with any tax-related problems you may have, from dealing with your back taxes to granting you access to tax relief and so much more. Don't wait. Get in touch with America First Tax Group today by calling 800-507-0466. That's 800-507-0466 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino. Again, 800-507-0466 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino. Joseph, it's Friday. Let's go.
It's Friday.
Yes, sir, it is. It's a great Friday for me. Going to the UFC this weekend. And this will be a real karate, you know, karate man. Someone asked me where that came from, by the way. I thought everybody knew it's from Trading Places. If you've never seen the movie, it's hilarious. That's when you can actually do comedy in movies, when Eddie Murphy pretends to be the karate. If you see the scene, you'll laugh. You'll remember the show. So I'm going to the UFC this weekend. Really excited about that. I'll be there with Chris Pavlovsky from Rumble, my buddy. Thank you for blowing up Rumble last night, too. Steven Crowder had 200,000 live. Tucker Carlson had 70,000 live. And those are actual real numbers there. So we're really proud of Rumble. We had 112,000 live for hours the other night. Our coverage is Super Tuesday. You all are blowing the platform up and we appreciate it. Listen, I'm going to get to this whole thing, obviously the speech. I just want to show you this quick montage. Hat tip. Who was this? Tim Murtaugh. The talking points went out, folks. And I promise I'll get back to this in a second, but you're going to hear a lot of State of the Union today and other channels. It was fiery. It was fiery. It was Joe Biden. It's big pharma. Joe Biden, who the Democrats are just happy he survived the speech last night without having some kind of a meltdown on the stage. It was an embarrassingly awful speech. I'll show you what I mean and put meat on the bone, because anyone can say that, right? I mean, obviously, it's an opinion. There's no, you know, unquestioned quantitative scale of awfulness out there. It's an opinion, but it's an opinion based on facts. He did things I know are going to hurt him with America and even hurt him with his own party. But quickly, folks, cutesy time is freaking over, okay? It is over, and I'm glad more people are getting it. Now, I'm not telling anyone, matter of fact, I'm recommending against losing your morals or ethics. Your allegiance to Jesus Christ and whatever religion or whatever God you pray to should mean more than anything. However, when it comes to politics, listen to me and get the horse blinkers on right away. It is time for ruthless politics. Not unethical, not immoral, and certainly not illegal, but ruthless politics. If you don't understand that, then please get out of the party, because you're going to get your ass kicked in this election. Ruthless politics. And I want to see more of it. We need to start playing ball exactly like the Dems do. What do I mean? You know Letitia James, the communist attorney general up in New York? Absolute straight up communist.
Yep.
She went out to speak at a fire department ceremony yesterday up in New York. And it didn't quite end well for Letitia James here. Check this out.
Oh, come on. We're in a house of God. First, simmer down. I want to thank Commissioner Kavanaugh and Chief Hodgins for that recognition.
Don't let her go anywhere without booing her. Break any laws, leave that up to the left. Certainly no violence or intimidation. I know you don't need these lectures, folks, and I hope it doesn't sound condescending, but I'm really serious about this because you lose the argument that way. There is a way to engage in this ruthless pressure style politics without crossing lines we can never come back from. Ruthless. Do not let her go anywhere without being booed and humiliated. You see what she did there? Because she didn't know how to respond to the mockery. She made herself look even dumber. Simmer down? You're telling people to simmer down. Don't mess with the firemen in New York, by the way. Let me tell you something. When I was a cop, firemen will save your ass. You were sitting out there freezing on a footpost and needed a cup of coffee, those firemen would help you out. They were the best. They run into fires when buildings are burning down. My cousin was a fireman. It was a frightening job on planet Earth. Thank you to all the firemen out there. And thank you to the families who booed her right off the stage. Good for you. And another one who, you know, listen, I know this guy from Fox. Let me tell you, it's not personal. He's always been a nice guy to me. I did his show. But again, people who think cutesy time is here. Oh, we can't engage in name calling. Why? Why? Because it's mean. Okay, so? Well, it's mean. We don't want to be mean. So we're going to let them be mean to us and use the power of mockery when we don't use it in return? No thanks. Watch this clip from Fox News yesterday. Carolyn Leavitt, the Trump PR spokesperson, who's great. She's good at her job. And then Stuart Varney, who, again, I know him from Fox. He's always been genuine and nice to me. But he's a gentleman, but he's too much of a gentleman. And I'm sorry, but you keep this up, you are going to get your ass kicked in this election. Watch this.
Okay, Karen, I've got a complaint. I know the campaign wants to win over Nikki Haley's voters, but I don't think you do that with name calling. For example, I take issue with Trump's new nickname for California governor, calling him New Scum. I don't think that's a good idea. I object to that kind of language. How about you?
Well, I think that what Governor Gavin Newsom has done to the great state, once great state of California, is terrible. You see real scum, real
homeless
people all over the streets.
Excuse me. Are you okay? Are you saying it's okay to bring that kind of language to a presidential campaign? New scum? That's okay?
I think the real problem here, Stu, is the policies of the deranged Democrats from Gavin Newsom to Joe Biden that have destroyed American communities across this country.
You don't agree with me, but I think your campaign has a problem with language like that.
Well, I don't think voters respectfully agree with you either, Stu. If you look at the resounding wins that President Trump has received across the board.
You think you're going to win over Haley voters with language like that, do you? You win over moderates and women with language like that, really?
Folks, there's an answer for this, and I'm not telling anyone how to do their job. She is super talented. This is not in any way directed at Carolyn, who I know pretty well. She's fantastic. Had her on my radio show. I think she ran for Congress. She did a pretty good job, too. The answer to this question is fairly obvious. When someone asks you, are you okay with language? Like, yeah, actually, we're going to be using more of it. These are communists weaponizing our government, destroying people, inflating away our economy. The dramatic price of food. You have families on the verge of starvation. Yeah, we're going to use every tool in the toolbox, including mockery, to make sure everybody understands the scum these people are. Any other questions? Cutesy time is over. It is over. You want to play cute? This is. I'm just going to be fairly candid with you. This is not the show for you, because this is never going to be that show. All right, getting back to the speech last night, I just want to hit some things first because it's important. Everybody's talking about this State of the Union. And of course, it gets into a back and forth with the left-wing media. It was a fiery speech. It was a shit speech. It was one of the worst speeches I've ever heard. You're convincing absolutely no one by screaming in their faces. Not a single soul. Folks, I feel like I got to explain something to you. And I'm sorry, because when I catch something that I think myself, I may not have explained well, I have to stop. I can see right now how some of you may say, well, Dan, you can't have it both ways, okay? You can't have it both ways where Biden screaming and yelling and insulting people is a horrible thing, but Trump insulting people is a power of mockery. That's a fair question. I actually catch that myself. I should explain why this will work and why the cutesy time is over approach will work for us. Because this is a base election and a base election only. I need you to understand that. Folks, there is nobody you're going to convince anymore who's an anti-Trump lunatic that Trump is the guy. But Trump has a big enough base that I believe is substantially bigger than Biden, that if we just get our base to get out and vote and motivate them with every tool we can, including mockery, tweets, whatever the hell you want to do, we'll win. Biden doesn't have that ability. He comes off like an angry old man. Trump doesn't. He comes off as funny, sarcastic, and hilarious. When he uses mockery, he looks like Reverend Cain. And he doesn't have the base Trump does. I am being ruthless. Everything I say, I mean. I want to win. I want the numbers. Trump doesn't have to run for re-election. I just need to win this one. Because I am ruthless right now, and all I care about is a spreadsheet. How do we get more guys than them? Because the country's at stake. That's why. But I feel the need to explain that because it's a fair question if you'd ask it. And you should check. I should even check myself. Back to the speech for a second. A little bit of humor to kind of break up my fiery speech. This is only for Gee. I'm pushing this into the show. The Babylon Bee, which you know is a source of truth out there. It's one of the few places you can get authentic news. I was unaware of this, that President Biden spent the night in a Bacta tank. If you haven't seen the Bacta tank, from Empire Strikes Back. Joe, did you know that he did the Bacta tank? Wait, Guy, because you're the resident Star Wars expert. Isn't that where Luke, after the attack by the like abominable snowman, whatever the snowman dude, the Wampa guy, whatever it was, that's where he spent the night, right? In the Bacta tank. So hey, that's why he was fiery. This is only for Guy and you Star Wars fans out there because he loves it. And maybe a little bit of Jim. Yeah, welcome. That was a little shout out to my guy there, right? I want to show you how bad this speech was. Hat tip the great Maze Moore, one of the best social media accounts out there if you want really cool video. He put this out this morning. It's like 2.5 minutes long for the sake of the show, because I'm a little short on time. I cut it to about 1:30. Hat tip Maze Moore on this. I want you to watch how awful of a speech this was. Folks, in the literal sense, they just repeated last year's State of the Union and threw in a few additional angry lines. It's the same speech. Watch his back and forth from Maze Moore, a little over 1 minute, of last year's speech and this year's speech. It's the same exact speech. Check this out.
Build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. To build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. When the middle class grows, the poor have a way up and the wealthy do very well. Because when the middle class does well, the poor have a ladder up and the wealthy still do very well. We'll build a national network of 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. We're going to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations, 10,000 new jobs. It's going to create 10,000 jobs. There's been a law on the books for almost a century to make sure taxpayers' dollars support American jobs and businesses. Buy America has been the law since 1933. But we're actually doing it. We'll buy America using federal infrastructure projects to be made in America. That we'd all agree that the present tax system ain't fair. The tax system is not fair. It is not fair. Who sit at a dining room table or a kitchen table and chairs the dining room table constantly reminding you. The only nation that can be defined by a single word, possibilities. Actually, I can define it in one word, and I mean this. Possibilities. I'm a capitalist. Look, I'm a capitalist. But capitalism without competition is not capitalism. Capitalism without competition is exploitation. Capitalism without competition is not capitalism. It's extortion. It's exploitation. That's why I propose closing loopholes for the very wealthy who don't pay, who pay a lower tax rate than a teacher and a firefighter. But no billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a school teacher or firefighter.
Again, one of the things I'm proudest of on this show is when I give you an opinion, I back it up with receipts. I'm telling you it's an opinion that the speech was awful because there's not an awful meter out there like a ruler. Here's a ruler. Here's 12 inches. Here's what it looks like. But I can have an opinion backed up by facts, and the liberal media can't. Last year's speech, his State of the Union, was panned by everyone as a pretty awful speech. He gave the exact same speech this year. This year, because there's an election, oh, folks, this year it was fiery. Now, the hilarious thing, he just said it. Joe Biden is a known plagiarist. A known plagiarist. That's an objective fact.
Yeah.
The Neil Kinnock speech. We know Joe Biden has made a career out of stealing other people's material. Now he's stealing from his own speechwriters from last year. This was an objectively awful speech. Anybody in the chat? Yes, you think this was a good speech. No, it sucked. Does anybody think this was a good? Seriously, try to be objective for a second. If you did not know who Republicans and Democrats were and were watching the leader of a country you never heard of speak for the first time, do you come out of that last night going, yes, that guy was really fantastic? Come on, you know the answer. Let's not be stupid. You know the answer. Not you, but you know the liberals out there. No, no. Of course, there's always a couple F-no's. It's the same people who answer that. I love you guys. You're the best. It's the greatest audience out there. 120,000 would be at the second here. Here's another part of the speech last night. How can this not be objectively awful? I want to hat tip Kyle Becker, good friend, good man. He noted something about what you're about to hear next. So Marjorie Taylor Greene brilliantly boxes Biden into having to mention Lake and Riley's name. Lake and Riley, of course, is a young woman bludgeoned to death in a horrible killing. The lead suspect is an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. It is a tragic case that is to never, ever, ever be treated than anything other than with the utmost seriousness. Of course, Biden doesn't want to mention his name because Biden's policies got Lake and Riley killed, and that's a fact. Marjorie Taylor Greene boxed him in, and good for her, because why? Cutesy time is over. I love all the swampy Republicans out there, and I'm not your friend. I'm not trying to be. I'm not one of you guys, okay? Oh, Dan Bongino's crazy. Maybe so. They're like, oh my gosh, Marjorie Taylor Greene broke decorum. I don't give a shit about decorum. I don't care about any of that. I care about saving the country. Decorum. You're throwing political prisoners in jail. We're supposed to give a shit about decorum? Hard pass. He says Lake and Riley's name, but I want you to listen to what he says here. He trips up on himself. He's like, yeah, but other people are killed by illegals. So wait, you're minimizing her death, suggesting that it's not a big deal because other people are murdered too in Biden's America? Listen to this. This is a major, major screw up. Check this out.
It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand. But look, if we change the dynamic at the border, people pay these smugglers $8,000 to get across the border because they know if they get by and let into the country, it's 6 to 8 years before they have a hearing. And it's worth taking the chance of the $8,000. But if it's only 6 weeks, the idea is it's highly unlikely that people will pay that money and come all that way knowing that they'll be able to be kicked out quickly.
Folks, chatsters, I need your help here, okay? Help everyone else. What are campaigns? They are two things. If you don't know the answer, we can't be friends. Yes, sound bites and snapshots. You're damn right. I want you to look at a snapshot of his face at the end. He looks bitter. He looks angry. He looks defeated. He gets her name wrong. It's Lake and Riley, not Lincoln Riley, the coach. He looks up randomly somewhere as if he's looking for someone. And then he says, well, listen, he minimizes her death by saying, hey, a lot of people were killed by illegals. You can go back and listen again. And then someone said this morning, as Cal Becker noted, oh, he meant to say other people are killed by illegals. Folks, this is the most incredible screw up in a State of the Union impromptu moment. I'm going to tell you something I've ever seen. Why? Yeah. Bring the freaking receipts, bro. Because he pissed his own left flank off, too. Because he said Lincoln Riley was killed by an illegal. You can't call illegals illegals on the left, even though they're illegal. And then he goes and minimizes her murder by suggesting, oh, people are killed all the time in my America by legals. Legals? Oh, I mean illegals. Oh, you mean illegals are killing more people in your America? No, no. I mean, her death isn't a big deal because other people kill people too. You see how he boxed himself into a corner where there's no way out? No matter what he said, he screwed up. You either minimized her death or acknowledged there's a mass crisis of illegals killing people in America. Fentanyl, other things. This is one totally and intentionally missed by the mainstream media. Folks, this was a disaster. I'm going to show you a clip on CNN. Again, backing it up that this speech was a train wreck. The left will be, they'll start to admit it once word gets out that Biden hopefully is leaving the race. But for now, they've got to save him. Quick break. I after watching that speech last night, had a little bit of trouble falling asleep again. Luckily, I have my go-to, which is what? Beams Dream Powder. You know I love it. It's a hot cocoa for sleep that could transform your nights like it did mine. I'm a huge believer in sleep. I wear this ring that actually monitors my sleep because sleep and exercise, ladies and gentlemen, one and two for health. There's nothing even close. Nothing even close. Better sleep, by the way, has never tasted better. Look, this one. My packet here. This is cinnamon cocoa. If you haven't tried this, you don't know what you're missing. I keep a packet right here on my desk. Other sleep aids can cause next day grogginess. Beams Dream Powder contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Just mix Beam Dream into hot water or milk and enjoy before bedtime. You want to try it? Beam's best-selling Dream Powder. Get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 40% off. Thanks, Beam. We appreciate it. Great product. Here's how I know this was a disaster yet again. Name wrong, acknowledges there's a mass crisis, says that, oh, don't worry, people are killed in my America by legals or illegals. Either way, he's screwed. And he called the suspect in the Lake and Riley case exactly what he was, an illegal. You can't do that on the left. So not only is his speech protested as a bunch of pro-Hamas terrorists tried to block the road or did block the road going in, now the left wakes up this morning, quietly hates him because he has made normal a word again on the left that is absolutely accurate. Watch this CNN segment.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but it's not a big thing. Okay. What's the big thing?
I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment. But you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented.
By the way, folks, we're looking at a record crowd today. If we hit 140, we'll do the flames. We're almost there. So tell your friends. You see, am I making it up? Again, I acknowledge it's an opinion. But if I not back this up, that this guy is effed, he can't do anything right. That line is just sound bites and snapshots, correct? The snapshots are awful. He's sitting there with his furrowed brow. He looks pissed off and angry, foaming at the mouth. You're all gonna die, Reverend Kane style. Can't even get the freaking name right because this guy is just a moron. He can't do anything right. Lake and Riley deserves respect. Get her name right. This woman died. She had her entire life ahead of her. A beautiful, smart young woman. Loved by everyone in her community. She had her head bashed in. Get her darn name right. It's not hard. Another thing last night. my last clip for this. I had a lot more to get to. You know, it's by the way, folks, it's okay to call elections rigged again. It is? I thought that was verboten. No, it's okay. Democrats do it now. I'll get to that in a second. But I want you to listen to this hilarity last night, again, showing you what a fraud this guy is. Another moment last night that skipped analysis by the left-wing goons in the media. The same Joe Biden, who's vice president, was at the DNC, not at the Capitol, on January 6th, during the dreaded insurrection, they've told us, and who still hasn't acknowledged why she was there or why there was a fake pipe bomb there. Don't worry, folks. He says he's all about getting to the bottom of January 6th. Oh, he said it himself. Check this out.
My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. I will not do that. This is the moment to speak the truth and to bury the lies.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only people burying the truth are the Democrats. That is objectively true. We're the ones. Are any Democrats you know in the media asking questions about the pipe bomb? Chatsters, anyone? Give me a name. I'll broadcast it on the show right now. Is there a name of a left-leaning media outlet that is right now currently asking questions about why Kamala Harris wasn't in the Capitol while there was a pipe bomb at the DNC and why she won't talk about it? Anyone? Oh, no, okay. Okay, so it's just us. Folks, the speech was a disaster. I don't care what anyone tells you on the left. It was an abomination. All right, moving on. Hey, it's okay to call elections rigged again. That's good news for everyone out there who, if an election is rigged, you should be able to call it rigged. Here's Katie Porter, left-wing lunatic Democrat who gave up a safe seat in Congress to run for Senate in California. This is an actual statement she released. Remember, she's a Democrat. Folks, you're not allowed to call elections rigged, except if you're Katie Porter. Katie Porter, rigged means manipulated by dishonest means. Joe, sounds like the 2020 election. Manipulated, hiding media stories, changing rules in Pennsylvania, mass mail-in ballots you've already noted have double the rejection rates in the New York Times in 2012. Sounds like manipulated by dishonest means to me. She knows it's rigged. A few billionaires spent $10 million in attack ads against me, including an ad rated false by a fact checker. This is dishonest to manipulate an outcome. I said rigged by billionaires, and our politics are, in fact, manipulated by big dark money. You mean by like Soros money and lefties in the 2020 election? Dude, you are so... He just called it. Joe, this is stage four Stacey Abrams. There's only one other level, which is stage five Stacey Abrams, which only one person has reached. Does anyone know who it is? Yes, Stacey Abrams. She's the only person who's gone full Stacey Abrams. It's okay again. It's okay. Of course, the Democrats have called every election rigged forever, showing you again, Democrats are full of what, folks? Yes, they're full of crap all the time. Democrats are liars. Don't ever listen to them when they put a perimeter around the fence of your language. When they tell you not to talk about something, you're not allowed to say the 2020 election is rigged. Don't even flip them the double. Flip them the triple. The triple barrel middle finger. Give them the triple. Right there. Tell them to spin on it. Like a top. And you talk about whatever you'd like. Just in case you missed it, by the way, hat tip to Jim and the team for pulling this one. Here's about a minute of Democrats calling every election they've ever lost rigged, manipulated, stolen, or whatever. Check this out.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's
real
thing.
That's what I'm scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind.
Could you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put in office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president-elect
as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that...
Folks, honestly, we could play this all day. Good decision, but I can't even listen. It goes on all day, folks. That's 10 minutes. Matter of fact, Jim does this thing on the radio show. If you listen to my radio show, he plays that clip in the background through basically an entire segment of the show. I'm like, Jim, pop back. Oh, it's still going. Still going. Folks, listen to me, please. I'm begging you as a friend. I mean this. Serious time now, okay? Mockery time, serious time, mockery time. We go back and forth. Sarcasm, laugh, cry. We do all that stuff, right? Back to earth here. Do not listen to these people. I mean that seriously. Whenever the left panics and wants you to talk about something or wants you to stop talking about something, you should know what's true or not. I told you this about the birth certificate thing with Obama 1,000 times. When they encourage stuff, it means they're setting you up. When they don't want you to talk about something, rigged elections, that means they rigged it. Do not listen to these people. It is a straight up intimidation tactic. Give them the triple barrel middle finger. Do not listen. By the way, I want to show you this clip coming up next. This is my Don't Negotiate with Lunatics segment coming up next. John Kerry, who said one of the craziest things I've ever seen. We got questions for Dan. Loaded show. We got Dan Goldman and one of the greatest cell phones I've ever seen. Wait, I thought he was the greatest cell phone last time. He self-owned himself. Not cell phone. Self-owned himself again. Bone charge. Folks, I am obsessed with the sauna. If you're a subscriber to my Locals account, which I'll address again later, sometimes you'll see me downstairs doing videos in half clothed, which whatever, I'm not pulling a Geraldo. I just really don't care. But you'll see me sweating like a lunatic. Yeah, I know. Guy's right. But the burns on my head are from the sauna. I am obsessed with the sauna. Guy knows I'm the... So what I do when I'm in my house and I don't feel like going to the gym is I use the sauna blanket from Bone Charge. Helps me ease stress. And I need you to look it up. Look up sauna and its effect on human growth hormone, dynorphins, all of these wonderful reactions it can have for you. Of course, you know, always check with your doctor first, but the sauna blanket helps me break a sweat, can help remove some of that garbage from your body via sweat. It sets up in less than a minute. It heats unbelievably fast. Just relax, take in the heat, think positive thoughts, and realize that you're getting healthier in that sauna. I kid you not, the sauna blanket from Bone Charge, absolute game changer. It's great. You got to give it a shot. Bone Charge ships worldwide and the sauna blanket ships free. There's no hidden cost. Plus, Bone Charge offers a 30-day free trial with easy returns or exchanges and a 12-month warranty. Relax, revitalize, and refresh with Bone Charge and the sauna blanket. I swear by it. Head to bonecharge.com/Bongino. Check it out. Use code Bongino and save 15%. That's BONCHARGE.com/Bongino. Bonecharge.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino to save 15%. It's over $100 off. I'm obsessed with life hacks, folks. Our last sponsor today, I'll get back to the show, showing you how lunatic these people are. You know, again, I'm obsessed with life hacks and health. That's why we have so many great sponsors in the health space, because we get to choose our sponsors. Field of Greens is my staple product. He takes the lemon-lime flavor. I like the wild berry. What is it? It is ground-up, healthy, wholesome, organic fruits and vegetables. Listen, Brickhouse Nutrition will acknowledge themselves. The best thing to do is to go out and eat 7 or 8 different kinds of different colored fruits and vegetables a day. 100%. What's the problem? That's really hard to do. It's perishable. You got to cook it. It takes forever. You got to carry it around. Field of Greens is your insurance. They ground all that stuff up into a great tasting powder. I take it twice a day. I just had some in green tea, a little bit of curcumin powder. I loved it. It was really awesome. Field of Greens is a great product. I promise you're going to love it. But here's the thing. They're so confident in this. They're so confident, they will give you a 100% money back guarantee. Not 90, 100% money back guarantee if you don't like it. I got you 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping. Go to brickhousenutrition.com/Dan and use promo code Dan. That's promo code Dan at brickhousenutrition.com/Dan, brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Thank you. Two great products. We really appreciate your time. Thanks for your patience with everything, folks. 139, folks, we get to 140. The digit glasses and the fire come out. Well, is that a new record if we get to 140? We're like blowing records all the time. I want to show you again why you never negotiate with lunatics. Going back to the beginning of the show, because there's always a theme here. Cutesy freaking time is over. You want to play cutesy time and be the Mitt Romney Republican, find a new party. I'm sorry. Go vote for Joe Biden. If you think you're, and find yourself in jail next. You have two choices, sanity or not. Here's what I mean. There's a freaking war going on in Ukraine right now. You may have heard. Joe, did you hear about that? It's like, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Kind of a big deal. John Kerry, Joe, he's got a theory on this, though. He's like, listen, man, if the Russians can build a military to go attack Ukraine and put us on the precipice of World War III, then I'm sure they're concerned about climate change and they can do that, too. This is listen alert here. Check this out.
I believe that Russia has the ability to be able to make enormous changes if it really wanted to. I mean, if Russia has the ability to wage a war illegally and invade another country, they ought to be able to find the effort to be responsible in the climate issue. Unfortunately, because of the actions that Russia took in an unprovoked illegal war against another nation, we have not been engaged in discussions with Russia, sadly. I say sadly because it's a loss for the world not to be able to have Russia acting constructively on this issue. But we need every country, including Russia. Russia is one of the largest emitters in the world. If Russia wanted to show good faith, they could go out and announce what their reductions are going to be and make a greater effort to reduce emissions now. And maybe that would open up the door for people to feel better about what Russia is choosing to do at this point in time.
Really? You're only going to go one Muttley on that. Are you shitting me? That's no, a shit. Minimum. I don't like the face of each other.
What a dope.
You know what? One thing I love about Joe is he's very careful with him. We haven't had a Muttley in a while.
A long while.
If that was not a Muttley, Joe, I'm serious. We'd have to separate. I don't know if you can work here. I mean, are you shitting me, bro? Vladimir Putin, who is literally threatening nuclear war. You can look it up, folks. Go to your phone right now. You really believe he's sitting there listening to Lurch going, you know, shit, man. We better get some carbon dioxide sequestration things going. It's only the right thing to do as we go and invade Ukraine. Oh, my God. Do you have any idea how stupid these people are? And you want to play cutesy time. You want to write another op-ed in the Washington Post? Oh, maybe we should come to the table for a little rapprochement. Good luck with that, morons. Good luck.
Man.
No. Wait, we do it? Oh, what? No way.
Oh, yeah.
It happened. Holy shit. 140,000 people. Did your glasses out again. Look at what we have created again. 140,000. Holy Moses, you guys. On a Friday. People take three-day weekends. They're like, I'm bouncing to the beach like Joe Biden to sit there shirtless and trip all over the beach eating Twinkies, but I'd rather watch the Dan Bongino show on a Friday. It is back. Did your glasses out. Yeah, let's do another one. Here's an encore. Look. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. I do, man. This is such a family here, the Bongino Army, man. Like I said, I'd pat my heart, but my elbows don't work. Much love, brothers and sisters. All right, I got a lot more to get to, man. This is really great. Maybe we'll get to 150. If we get to 150, I'll do a double. We'll do a quadruple. That would be amazing. Here's what happens, by the way. Again, back to serious time. The swampy Republicans, I understand what they're doing. It's easy to be angry at them, but what they're doing, folks, is they're imparting their principles on others. So you've got these guys, I'm not talking about the Mitt Romneys and Kinzingers that have no principles. I'm talking about a lot of these old school Republicans who think we're still living in yesterday's Ronald Reagan Republican Party. I loved Reagan, but they really believe that if we just do the right thing and lead by example, that John Kerry-like lunatics who want Russia to focus on carbon sequestration, that they're all going to come around. They're not. They're crazy people. They want you in jail. They want you in gulags. They are nuts. They admit it. They openly talk about it. If we don't fight back to the beginning of the show, using ruthless politics, pressure campaigns, whatever tools of mockery we have, if we don't fight back, we are going to be destroyed. Do you remember this thing called the First Amendment? It's in that document. What's it called again? Constitution. Yeah, the First Amendment guarantees your right to free speech. It's actually written there. You can look on the screen. It's actually there. Joe, last time I checked, there was not an amendment to the amendment, correct? There's not an asterisk next to it. So you have the right, not the government. And the government cannot infringe on that right. And no, there is no fire in a movie theater thing. That is a stupid liberal talking point. You have the absolute right to free speech, as long as you don't break any laws. Posting on social media about a political opinion is not breaking any laws. I love it when this moron talks, because nobody outs Democrat Party tactics better than the dumbest male in the Congress. No one's dumber than AOC. The dumbest male, Dan Goldman, who basically admitted yesterday, again, in front of the world, this is his fourth or fifth cell phone this year, that, yeah, it's their goal to be monitoring your social media, although it's specifically prohibited by the Constitution and your God-given rights. Watch this.
And what this committee has been trying to do for the last year and a half is to chill the federal government from monitoring what is going on social media and otherwise out there.
Holy shit. No kidding, bro. That's exactly the point. The Republicans on the committee are trying to stop you from violating people's First Amendment rights. You want to play cute with this guy? Really? Good luck, him and John Kerry. They want to censor you. They want you in the gulag. They want to negotiate with Putin about carbon sequestration. These people are going to get you killed like they got Lincoln Riley killed. And it's not Lincoln Riley. Folks, something happened yesterday with Trump, too. This is a story so unbelievably hard to digest for me, a guy who wrote 3 books on Russian collusion and Spygate. I'll get to the story in a second, but I can't without first highlighting this interview I did with Mike Benz. It is really important. If you missed the whole interview, it is still there on my podcast. Let me go back. It is called, it's sitting right there, Election Special, Super Tuesday Live with Mike Benz. Folks, it's sitting there right now. Please, when we're done with the radio show today, I beg you to listen to it. It is a 65-minute PhD-level course in the deep state blob by a guy who is unbelievably eloquent in speaking about it. Here is a small cut from that thing where he talks about, I get this question a lot. Dan, why does George Soros and the left, why do they want criminals on the street? Because they want prosecutors who will use lawfare to attack their political opponents. Here he talks about offensive and defensive prosecutions and why the deep state and Soros want these prosecutors. It'll make sense with the Trump story next. But listen to this first. It's critical. Check this out.
Yeah, the game has changed. You know, whereas elections used to be won by winning in the polls and winning in the press, now, because the populists are winning in the polls and winning in the press, they've turned to this third category, which previously was only, you know, relegated to Eastern Europe, and that is winning by prosecutors. And, you know, so they're winning by prosecutors by rolling up not just Trump, but basically bankrupting everyone around him with the mountain of legal bills. That was actually one of the biggest sources of damage from Russiagate, was people having to sell their homes just for working in the White House, because they were had to defend themselves with high paid lawyers to stop going to jail for 30 years. But, you know, the other side of offensive prosecutions is defensive protection for your own criminal gangs. So not only have these groups that should have been facing 10 years in prison for, you know, serious felony assault not been prosecuted, but they've all received, you know, in city after city, I think in 3 different cities, you had multi-million dollar payouts to these groups for the, you know, police crackdown on them.
If you miss that answer, folks, you have no idea how in the dark you are right now. Ben said stuff, and believe me, I'm condemning myself. I don't say that to be an ass. I tend to think in big higher order sociology and psychology terms about liberal ideology, and that's great. The problem is sometimes you lose the small practical stuff, and I have to acknowledge that. He is 100% correct. If you get a prosecutor who is a liberal, not an actual criminal prosecutor first, and a partisan communist activist. You can steal elections by bankrupting people and putting them in jail when you disagree with their politics. Now, does this story make sense? Associated Press. This is happening all over the globe, by the way, not just here, with liberals stealing away our justice system and engaging in lawfare. This headline is not a joke, folks, although it appears like a sick one. Donald Trump is ordered to pay the legal fees after a failed lawsuit over the Steele dossier. You have got to be kidding me. A London judge who threw out the case basically against Christopher Steele's, this fake dossier, ordered Trump to pay $382,000, according to court documents. I don't want to even address this on a Friday because I want to leave you in a bad mood. I'm telling you what Ben said there is correct. This is exactly why Soros wants prosecutors and judges to be activists rather than legal representatives, so they can steal elections and bankrupt and jail their political opponents. Folks, it's the way the blob's been doing it forever. We have one chance here. That's this election coming up. I'm saying the swampies and everyone else, you have two choices. You have communism and socialism, or you have Donald Trump coming up next, and that is it. That is it. Hey, you know what? Can we do the questions and then pop back to some stuff? Is that okay? Because I don't want to miss them. We did some questions for Dan. Folks, I got three quick questions from the audience. We haven't done this in like 2 months, but I wanted to address a few of them, and I don't want to run out of time. Here's the first question. I promise I'll get back to the show. Hey, Dan, you guys are all doing fancy stuff now. How did Biden end up being Obama's VP if they hated each other? Excellent question. PTracy01 via X Twitter. Here's why. If you were working in that White House, Obama is a narcissist maniac. Everyone in the chat understand? Yes or no? You get it? He is a narcissist. He wanted a moron as VP who would not, in his second term, steal Obama's thunder by trying to run. So what did they do? They went to a useful idiot, a guy who'd run for president 72 times and had no political potential at all, who they thought they could keep quiet. That is the only reason. Listen, folks, please, if you ever take an answer I give you seriously, take this one seriously, because I've heard it from staffers who were drinking a couple Coors Lights, if you know what I mean, on road trips. They only picked Biden because he was a moron and wouldn't steal Obama's thunder. And then he went and ran. That's why. Next question. Two more. We'll get back to the show. This is a great one. Moran Duran 420 via Twitter. Hey, Dan, why are there so many calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, but not in Ukraine? If you watch the Ben's interview, you'll understand. Ladies and gentlemen, the blob is all about money and power. Have you ever heard of UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Works Agency? If you haven't, ladies and gentlemen, look it up. UNRWA. There is a fortune to be made about keeping Palestinians down and as victims. When I say a fortune, I mean billions. And it's all being flushed through UNRWA and NGOs who only make money if the Palestinians never succeed. So they need the Palestinians repressed and under Hamas and the PLO so that they can make a fortune. Yeah, Guy is correct. The UN has a separate refugee agency. Why, Guy? To keep Palestinians poor. Because there's freaking money in it. But that wasn't the question. The question is, but not in Ukraine. Oh, you're smart. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what have I told you? I wrote about it in my book, Follow the Money. Again, I'm not telling you to buy it. It's in the first chapter. Go get it from a library or talk to a friend, or the first chapter's free online. There's money to be made in Ukraine. Why? Because there's a pro-Russia faction that has a lot of money and a pro-European faction, EU faction, that for years has been paying U.S. lawmakers. They don't want a ceasefire in Ukraine right now because the weapons industry and all of these lobbyists are making a shit ton of money. That's why. Last great question. Maybe the best question we've ever had. Pamela Jones 01. Hey, Dan, why does the live radio show not stay up on Rumble so I can watch later? The first 2 hours are free on Rumble. The last hour, it's a bunch of contract stuff I don't really want to get into, but I could, is only on local. So if you're a local subscriber, Go to locals.com, subscribe. You can get all 3 hours of the radio show. The archives are also available on Locals. I also do a lot of extra content on Locals. If you want to subscribe, up to you. If not, I understand times are tight. Ladies and gentlemen, I totally get it. But we own Locals at Rumble, and I support it, and I do a lot of extra content there. Totally up to you. Okay. What's that? There's a bonus? Why does he? Yeah, you're fucking with me. Come on. This is a question for me, to me. I was joking, and of course he had to put up. Hey, Dan, why does Dan insist on singing on his show when his voice sucks so badly? From Dan. I don't know, because I enjoy it. I'm really sorry. I really do. I enjoy it. Folks, the lights are blinking on AI. This is, don't go anywhere. I got a lot more to get to. I got a loaded show. We got a lot of time left, okay? This is super important you understand this. I warned you about the artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, the left is freaking out. Does anyone in the chat remember why I said the left is freaking out over AI? Yes, Tony. Thank you. The left isn't afraid of AI lying to you, ladies and gentlemen. The left is afraid AI is going to tell you the truth. If you go in and ask artificial intelligence, do masks stop COVID-19? And it's telling you the truth, it'll say no. The left will freak out. You go in and ask the left, another leftist trope. Police officers are randomly shooting black men in the street. Dear Grok, is that true? It's going to tell you no. They are freaked out. This is an amazing article in the Federalist. Please read it. Joy Pullman. It's in the newsletter today. Bongino.com/newsletter. AI censorship targets people who read primary sources to fact check the news. Folks, you understand what that headline's saying? AI censorship is targeting you. People who actually do your homework. NewsGuard announced last week it's using AI. NewsGuard, which is a hack left-leaning organization. They're using AI to automatically prevent American citizens from seeing information online that challenges government and corporate media claims about elections conveniently right ahead of the 2024 election cycle.
Wow.
Folks, every time I tell you something, man, I always back it up. They are afraid of AI, not because it's going to lie to you. They're afraid of AI because it's going to tell you the truth. I got a couple more items I want to get to. This one is really bad. 143, 800. You guys are really, I am so honored. I'm bad at this. If we get, man, it's no way. He said if I sing, we'll get to one. If I sing, we'll get to 50, not 150. Yeah. Like legit, the whole audience will leave. No one wants me to sing.
Sing, baby.
Listen, folks, Joe is an actual musician and is a very talented singer and drummer.
I enjoy
singing, though. I mean, I don't know. I probably shouldn't torture you guys with it. But I was in my the sauna last night, and Morgan Wallen has a new song out, Lies, Lies, Lies. Man, I was howling that thing. It's a great tune. You should check it out. I like singing, even though I suck at it. Hey, back to the enough of my singing. This is important. This is something I've told you about over and over. Now that Elon has quote tweeted it from Representative Tom Massey, do you ever wonder why liberals are obsessed with demographic destiny and replacement theory? It's their thing. They talk about it all the time. I've played for you the montage. You don't need to hear it again. No. Listen, you guys typically run the show, but I can't because these are like the diehards. The other, you're like the 5,000 who get in the chat at 9:20. The other 145 will abandon me in droves, but I love you. Maybe I'll do a little local singing for you local scout, right? That's a deal, okay? This is important you understand this. Every time I talk about illegal immigration, I tell people the numbers matter. The numbers matter because people, a lot of folks out there don't understand how you can not only steal congressional races, but the presidential race, whether illegals can vote or not. This is what their demographic destiny argument is about. Let me just read the tweet from Tom Massey, because I've made this argument on the show and you absolutely have to understand this. This is why they love open borders. Elon got on this too. He said, and House seats determine how many votes each state has in the Electoral College. So although illegal aliens don't vote, they can determine the outcome of presidential races. Kentucky has 6 representatives, but California likely has 6 extra seats due to illegal immigration. Yes. Thank you, Tom Massey. Folks, you understand what he's saying? Remember when Donald Trump legitimately wanted an accurate census count and said we should not count illegals? Do you remember the left freaking out? Now you know why. Here's the problem, folks. The presidential election, and I'm sorry for those who know this, but it's worth a little just quick refresher for those who may not. The popular vote doesn't matter. If you win a state's popular vote, you get, in most states, all of their electors. Their electors, which you have to get 270 to win the presidential election, 270 electors, are determined by the number of congressmen plus their 2 senators. So Kentucky has 6 congressional representatives, as Massey said, plus 2 would be 8. That would be 8 electoral college votes. Sorry if he meant the whole thing, but whatever, that you understand what I'm talking about. It's whatever your number of congressmen plus 2. What does that have to do with illegal immigration? Ladies and gentlemen, if you count illegals and 10, 20, 30 million new people in the country that go to liberal states, then those states get extra representatives, meaning they get extra votes in the presidential election, whether those illegals vote or not. That's the point. This is why they want open borders, and this is why a robust deportation program for lawbreakers is an absolute necessity and a red line. I can't vote for anybody who doesn't support it. Do you guys understand this? This is a super important argument. Because some people will say to you, by the way, they do want illegals to vote. I showed you that article a while ago about Maryland pushing for illegals to vote for school boards. They do want illegals to vote. That's just a fact. But even if they don't, it doesn't matter. It will still screw you over. Because as people flood out of New York to Texas and Florida and give them more votes in the presidential election, the illegals fill back in and give liberal states more power. This is super critical you understand that. All right, I'm going to wrap up here, folks, and I'm going to tell you again, don't accept the liberal media narrative. That speech last night was absolute garbage. That Lincoln Riley, her name is Lakin Riley. Lakin Riley. She deserves respect. You say her name, you say it right. That speech was a disaster last night. And you should be all over social media today destroying that thing. Because cutesy time is freaking over. It is time to go and win an election and take our country back from the John Kerrys and the Dan Goldmans and the Joe Bidens and the lunatic class. This is not time to play nice. Thank you so much, folks, for this huge crowd today. I so deeply appreciate it. You all are wonderful. You mean the world to me. I hope to see you on the radio show in about 4 or 5 minutes. And I will definitely see you back here on Monday. Please do us a favor. Download the Rumble app. Rumble has been exploding. We had an amazing night last night. Crowder, Tucker, all kinds of people doing coverage. Crowder had 200,000 people last night. That's huge. Rumble.com/Bongino. Download the Rumble app. I'll see you back here on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.